Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Arnie Niekamp, and you're listening to an episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern on Earwolf Presents. Each week on Earwolf Presents, you'll listen to a special episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts, or something completely original and brand new. Right now, you'll hear an episode of my show, like I said, Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's a fully improvised comedy fantasy chat show, where every ridiculous thing said becomes canon forever. And in this episode, Jason Mantzoukas is the guest. He plays a prince that's been sleeping for 100 years. And let's just say, he doesn't wake up gently. It's a very funny episode. I'm excited for you to hear it. I think it encapsulates a lot of the things that Hello from the Magic Tavern does well. And if you've never listened to Hello from the Magic Tavern, or maybe you listen to some but feel like you're not totally caught up, it's fine. Yes, there are ongoing storylines on the podcast, and that's some of the pleasure of the show. But you don't really need to understand any of that to enjoy this episode, or frankly, most of the episodes. It's not The Wire. You'll figure out what's going on. And if you like what you hear, maybe you can start back from the beginning and listen to the whole thing, or start from the beginning of season 3. Or I don't care, hop around. Just pick episodes with guests you think are cool. There's no wrong way to enjoy a podcast. And you can listen to new episodes of Hello from the Magic Tavern every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy! Hello from Castle Skullmaster, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Over 5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord, which is currently in a phase where I am house-sitting a villain I've never met named Skullmaster, but we're using it as an opportunity to get details on his evil doings. I am joined, as always, by my co-conspirator. He's wearing adorable corduroy shorts, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please.
Ooh, these shorts have, I feel like I've put on weights. These shorts are a little tight.
Hot.
They're hot?
Ooh, I mean that in more than one way.
Can you see the outline of my dong?
Now, in Foon, what is a dong?
A dong is a dick. Ooh, nice groin.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
See, it's D-O-N-G. It's stands for dick. Oh, nice groin.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of dongs, I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hugstengis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names of such great power that if e'er they were uttered aloud, most assuredly you would lose all of your money.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that this is a financial one.
Yeah. It literally clears out any bank account you have or any gold stuffed away into a vault, and little pixies will come and cut out the bottom of your pockets and all your money will fall to the ground.
Ooh, speaking of gold and money, guys, look what I found. I found all this treasure and I found a bunch of hard candy. I've been searching all the nooks and grannies in this place.
Nooks and grannies?
Yeah, in all the nooks I found some treasure. I got some diamonds here, some gems, some gold coins. And when I searched the grannies, I found all this hard candy.
Mm-hmm.
And a check for 5 gold coin.
Check
for 5 gold coin.
Yeah, I found so many rooms in this place. So I kept searching.
For someone's birthday, probably.
Most likely. It says, for Thomas, who's been a good little boy. I've been searching the whole place. I found some new rooms. I found another butt room. I think they're finding me, Arnie, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think they find me. I found a room where the ceiling's on the floor and the floor's on the ceiling. I found a solarium. I found a lunarium. I found a vomitorium. I found a barfatorium. I found all kinds of rooms.
Can I say, it seems like you went through those rooms at a speed that seems like you don't want follow-up questions, but is it all right if I
you guessed right.
Okay.
I'll take 3 questions.
Okay. This is probably...
Why only 3?
Don't use it or you are going to squander my room questions.
Because that's just the headspace I'm in.
Am I going to squander these questions, Chunt?
God damn it.
Nope.
Oh, well, if you're sure I'm not going to, then I guess I'll stop. Should I stop?
That's rhetorical. Right. That's rhetorical. Doesn't count.
Rhetorical doesn't count. When you're in the room where the ceiling is the floor and the floor is the ceiling, how does that manifest itself?
Well, there's no furniture in the room or doors or anything, so I think it's just
when you walked in...
When I walked in, I fell up.
Okay. All right. So that was something.
Yeah. It's some sort of magic. And, I found this boarded-off bedroom. I didn't... I'm getting shivers just thinking about it. I didn't have the balls to tear down the wood to go in there, but there's something back there.
A boarded-up bedroom?
Yeah.
Why would someone board up a bedroom? Be there someone there trapped inside that great wizard Usador must save? Show me this door, Chunt, and I shall break all manner of encumberment that has caused this door to remain shut.
It could also be that, like, their sex life died.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe it's just sort of like an old woman who was left on her wedding day and just boarded herself in that room and stopped all the clocks and is still in a decaying wedding dress.
Huh, that's a hyper-specific thought.
That's not.
Is that someone you know?
That wasn't everyone's first thought?
No.
But I'll have none of this. I'll have none of this sham. No, I shall go forth, and I shall protect this one who is hidden there.
Have some sham.
No, I'm not having a sham. Look,
You're going to miss the have-a-sham.
No, I must be the great hero I was meant to be. Otherwise, the year 48-242 has just been a total waste. We're stuck in this castle. We are stuck in this shattering. We're just wasting our time. Waste, 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 waste. It feels like 48-242. It's just been a total garbage year. Garbage year. I'm going to do one good thing this year.
What is it about 48-242? It's just sort of like, get me to 48-243.
You know, ironically, there were a lot of plays about 48-242.
Oh, really?
And about how it was going to be a terrible year. And then it turned out kind of a terrible year, but for totally different reasons.
Oh.
But you go back and watch those plays, and now they seem weirdly prescient.
Yeah. But a little tone-deaf culturally.
I am going to save this person trapped in this bedroom.
Well, here, I'll lead the way. Okay, follow me. Okay, we got to go.
All right.
It's kind of hidden. We'll go up these 10 stairs, okay?
Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, wait, we don't need 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stairs. Exactly right, Chunt.
Okay, but you're taking stairs 10 at a time, so why don't you come back down?
Wow, Arnie.
2.
He was flipping around like a circus strongman.
I know. Okay, now 3. We go. Okay, we turn left at the piss closet.
Wait, guys. 4. 5.
Arnie, come on.
Guys, I'm not as athletic as either of you. I lost count.
I'm going to cast a cloud under Arnie so he can float wherever he wants.
Fine.
Is that all right with everyone?
Oh, please.
As long as he doesn't throw down spiked turtle shells again.
All right. Vazadoom.
Whee!
I'm sorry, that was the wrong one. Vazadong.
What was I right? Oh, shit.
All right, so we take a right at the piss closet. We go past the apiary. Watch out for the bees. Uh-huh. Okay, we got to say hi to this grandma. Hello, how are you?
Hello, grandmother.
How are you?
Okay.
Have you noticed that she's wearing a decaying wedding gown?
Arnie, all grandmas are wearing decaying wedding gowns. They're stuck in the past, my man. Okay, oh, here we go. Right in here, duck under, and there it is. That's the boarded up room.
I shall cast a magical fireball to break down this door.
Don't use fire.
Why?
You get your room on fire.
Okay, fine. I'll use, what should I use then? How about a big gust of wind? No one cares. All right, fuck. I'm doing it with them. Etera, Kota, Alatcha!
Wow, those words are creaking pretty hard. Okay, let me just take this hammer and... There we go.
Oh, yeah, we just could have used a hammer.
Just holding on by three nails. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, you blew up all this dust, though. Oh, this room.
It was still my idea.
Whoa, look at this bed. There's Steaming. Somebody in it. His eyes are open.
Oh, this is awkward.
But he's snoring.
Oh, wait, maybe... It looks like he has coins over his eyes with eyes painted on the coins.
Oh, he must be dead then.
But we definitely hear the breathing, despite his snoring.
This could be rats nesting inside his lungs. Oh, he's waking up. Friend.
Who are you?
You good sir.
Skullmaster! Where is Skullmaster?
Here, calm thyself. I am Usador, the great blue wizard, and I have come here to save thee.
And you serve Skullmaster, so you will taste my blade!
Oh, no. No, I... fine, I'll taste it. Here.
Does it taste of blood?
I don't care for it.
You don't care for it?
I don't want to taste your blade again, no. But I will say this.
Dwarves have forged that blade, and it be delicious.
Well, maybe I should try. Let me try it again, then. Let me try it again.
Seconds, have you?
Usador, don't bogart that blade. Let me try it.
Anyone else fancy tasting the blade?
I don't know. I haven't tasted a lot of blades, but it tastes better than I would have expected.
I mean, I'll lick it.
You, animal, taste the blade.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have some more? No, may I have some s'mores?
he looks crazy. I'm Arnie. I do not serve Skullmaster, except okay. I guess that I am house-sitting for him.
House-sitting?
Yes, but the house-sitting be a ruse, for when he arrives, I shall wait for him under the stairs, and I shall murder Skullmaster on the
first
opportunity.
No, I shall murder Skullmaster! That is why I'm here!
Oh, well...
I came here upon the year 48-142 to kill Skullmaster. I am Karn Vantis, Prince... of the Red Desert.
Karn Vantis? It's a pleasure to meet you.
You know of me?
Yes, of course. I've heard the legends for the past 100 years, but I have some sad news for you. You disappeared.
Whoa, stop the clock. For 100 years you have known my name?
Yea, for I have lived for over 300 years, and for but a third of mine life have I heard the tales of Karn Vantis.
What year is it?
28-242, of course.
Prove it! Produce a newspaper!
Arath-Taroth!
Oh, interesting.
That's... Interesting. I mean, you could magically produce a newspaper that would say any date, really.
Shut up. Yes! This man speaks the truth. This could be but an illusion. Skullmaster, show yourself!
He's not here right now. Again, we're sort of house-sitting. We also thought to throw a house party, if that might be fun.
Okay, I'm listening.
Might do like a fun dance, like I step back and you step back, and then we step forward and kick our feet together. That's kind
of
fun.
Okay, if two of us do it in front and two of us do it in back, we can switch places in the midst of the song, thus confusing and impressing the audience.
Ooh. Hell yeah. This guy rules.
I love that.
I have to be honest with you, sir. Usador mentioned hearing stories about you. I myself, as a child, heard tale of you at bedtime. My dad used to read me stories about you, although he pronounced it Prince of the Red Desert.
Oh, no, it is Prince of the Red Desert.
And he said that you were lost 100 years ago.
I guess that is true. Now that I have awoken from a slumber, I've realized it has perhaps lasted 100 years. I came to this castle to defeat Skullmaster and retrieve my betrothed.
Did you always have that huge beard and bed sores?
The beard, yes. These sores you now point to are new. Although I am no stranger to sores, these are not the ones that I have previously had.
Usually like desert sores. I bet they're probably different.
Yes, desert sores are the worst because the sand gets in there.
Ew.
The blood red sand of the Red Desert.
Where does the sand begin and the sore end?
Well, it begins right at the beginning of the Red Desert, actually.
Oh.
Huh.
That is, I can answer that question, wizard.
Oh, well then...
You follow from the mountains south, and once the desert begins, you will see its red sands.
Look, I know where the Red Desert is, all right?
Really?
You don't have to tell me where the Red Desert is.
Is that true?
Yes, I've been all over this land. I know you just go, south, was it west from the mountains?
This man is a fool. This man is a fool. Wizards, never trust him.
How dare you?
Never did, never have, never will.
Oh. Well, you should trust me now, friend, for only I know the perfect spot under the stairs to wait for Skullmaster.
Oh, don't you worry. I know every nook and granny of this castle.
Nook and granny? This expression is more common than I realized.
What do you call a grandma?
Graham?
A nana.
Fuck me.
Well, look, you know, if you are looking high and low, what are you going to find but little nooks? Little places where grannies like to prepare little meals for you. Nooks and grannies. It's as natural as it could be.
How else would one find hard candies? You must first seek out the grannies.
Yes.
So, Prince Vantis, I know this is a lot to throw at you just as you have awoken up, and I'm sorry.
Thank you for referring to me as Prince Vantis and not Karn.
Karn, although I could.
Don't call me Karn. We are not friends.
Okay, fair enough. Although, you know what? If that day ever comes, I would happily call you Karn.
If it comes, I will tell you when.
Okay. So, Prince Vantis, I should let you know we are recording this for a podcast. I feel like just ethically I should
what
let you know that.
What is this podcast?
Oh, it's just like a magical recording that is being sent to another world.
Okay.
Imagine a bird that you could make wait for you and you could listen to that bird at any time. But
does the bird tell me a story?
It does tell you a story, but you'll probably just collect a bunch of birds and then just delete a bunch of them.
Now let me ask you this. In the midst of the bird's story, does he try and sell me anything?
All sorts of shit.
Pants? Stamps? Anything else?
Beds? Food
some sort of
kits.
Box with food in it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if it's a slow time of year, maybe a lot of advertisements for other birds?
Let me guess. some sort of mattress?
A sock subscription service?
Oh, socks are the worst.
Well, or the best, depending on this week.
I hate those birds and their stories. They build up bird after bird, story after story. I don't have time to listen to all these bird stories.
Well, you know, before I was trapped here in Castle Skullmaster, I'd often ride upon my friend the horse lord Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon, and while I was traveling on his back, I would often listen to stories while I was going from town to town, looking for magical artifacts to help me defeat the Dark Lord.
I understand that, of course. If I've got a long trip, don't worry about it. I'm going to stock up on birds and their stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a perfect time to catch up on your birds.
But then, in the midst of listening, I lose interest. Mm-hmm. It becomes too much of the same story. Too much of the same voices, you know? I'll tell you this. These birds, they're not my friends. I think the birds and their stories are my friends because I'm part of their story, I think. But I'm not. I'm just passively hearing the story. And then these birds, they do or say something that I think is wrong. So I find it, I need to get in touch with this bird. I need to tell this bird they're telling the story wrong. I like it better when you tell the story this way. You know what I don't like? I don't like when I can hear other people listening to this bird's story. I prefer the bird stories in studio, not the live bird stories. Because then I feel like the bird is trying too hard and reaching for jokes too much.
Well, birds are a very intimate medium.
It is. I prefer my birds to tell a quiet story while I'm doing laundry.
Ooh, do you like ASMR robins? You know, they get their beak wet and then you just kind of put them in
their ear? I'm aware of it. I don't like wet beak sounds.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So I don't care for it, no. I don't like the sounds of a wet beak.
So you avoid NPR, which, Arnie, I should explain. NPR is, no, please, robins. Blech. The B is silent.
I see. So you have to do a lot of gestures for that acronym to make
it
sense.
Yeah, it's a lot of gesticulation.
Because you're doing a lot of thumbs down.
Uh-huh.
But I felt like you kind of need that for the acronym to work.
I always talk with my hands. Arnie, you're so skinny. You should eat.
That's not true.
Your Majesty, I must address the giant in the room.
Where is this giant? I will fell him with one swing of my blade.
This giant be not literal. I mean the giant of the tale that I heard of thee.
Ah, please
that thou
continue.
Didst come here to free thine betrothed and then did disappear some century ago.
Yes? How can I answer? I'll answer any questions you have.
Everyone has been wondering what heir did become of thee. Oft it was heard that you did leave from Velshmir and head out to find thine sweet love.
I searched all over the world. I felt that for sure she had been kidnapped by the evil king of Velshmir. I traveled to his lands to not find her. My beautiful, my beloved, my betrothed, Karen McManus.
Oh, yes. The sweet, mystical Karen McManus.
Yes.
Just the name alone just, makes my heart swell.
Karn and Karen. I searched high and low, and then they said, Skullmaster is what I heard on the wind. Skullmaster has taken her.
Well, you know, a lot of your fans liked to mash up your names and call you Karnan.
Wait, you're telling me we have fans?
Oh, yeah, lots of fans.
You know my story is very impressive to me, wizard, but perhaps that is just magic. I don't know.
Well, you see, as time went by, the mystery around your disappearance and what heir became of Karen and Khan, the sweet prince of the Red Desert, oh, how people did wonder about it. Many plays have been written about it.
Really?
Yes, people have imagined what may have happened to you and come up with all manner of stories.
Tell me some of these stories. I'm so curious.
I saw one, a local production in town, so you know it was kind of bad. It's just like a community play put on by the local peasants. But it was called Praying Vantis. It was about how you feigned taking up the cloth to infiltrate different kingdoms to try and search for your beloved Karen.
I did do this. This is how I arrived in Velshmir, under the cloak of a holy man. Little did they know that my swords and daggers lay beneath this large cloak.
Damn.
I found the people I needed to find. I felled them, and they told me the name Skullmaster, and I traveled to this land. By boat? By sea?
sorry.
By river?
I have a question. What's the difference?
By sail?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes?
What's the difference between by boat and by sea? And also, I guess I have three questions. You felled them, and then they told you? Mm-hmm. So did they speak when they were dead, or...
I get answers from ghosts, Badger. I get answers from ghosts. Here's what I know. Men lie. Their ghosts tell the truth.
Ooh, I'm going to get that as a tattoo. Or, Arnie, can we make that a shirt?
That sounds like a shirt.
I want everything to
Men
be a
lie,
shirt.
Comma, ghosts tell the truth.
Well, I could take or leave the comma, but yeah, I'm on board.
Men lie, semicolon, ghosts tell the truth. And it's the letter, it's the numeral four.
Ooh. What if it was men lie, parentheses, semi-charmed kind of life, ghosts tell the truth?
Hashtag men lie. I don't know what it is, but I it sounds right. Ghosts tell the truth.
Sweet Prince Vantis, may I ask you to tell us a little?
SPV.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear. That'll clear up.
Oh, no, it won't. It's one of the sores that you can't get rid of.
Ooh.
Could you tell us a little bit about Karen?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, Karen McManus. I laid my eyes upon her once in an oasis. The Red Desert is full of oases, you know?
Sure.
You can ride from oasis to oasis, or you can just think yourself there.
But the oasis, they broke up, right? You don't find any in the desert anymore?
People still want the oases to come back together. Uh-huh. But they are physical manifestations of brothers who cannot get along. One, a golden-voiced, arrogant god. One, a warbly-voiced guitar virtuoso. They hate each other. Together, they were the second coming of the Beatles, according to them. But to me, they are not that impressive.
I did offer to go to the desert and cast a wonder wall betwixt them that would allow them to be near one another, but they declined.
So there I was, in the oasis, drinking a champagne. It felt like a supernova. It was exploding in my mouth, this champagne. I dipped my cup in the river in the oasis, and out of it came a bubbly liquid. I looked across the Champagne River and saw a beauty that I had never seen before.
Ooh.
A beautiful woman.
Was that Karen?
No.
Oh.
It was Karen's friend.
Glad I asked.
Brittany.
Gaga, gaga, good.
I said, hey, you, what are you doing here? Because this was supposed to be my time away. I was supposed to be alone in this oasis. I didn't want this woman here. Yeah. I said, woman, get out of here.
And what did Brittany do?
Brittany said to me, Oh, Prince Vantis, sweet Prince Vantis, 8th SPV. I did not mean to intrude upon you. I am but looking for my lost friend, Karen McManus. And thus, a quest was born.
Ooh, wow.
We did find Karen.
Oh, you did?
I did find love. Brittany was killed by this blade right here.
Oh, fuck. Tell us that story.
Oh, okay. This is a good one.
I should ask, do you need, like, water or, like, to use the bathroom or something?
Am I talking too much?
No, you just woke up.
When I wake up, it takes me a long time before I can get into all of this stuff. Like, I'm very impressed.
It's true. I have been asleep for 100 years. My mouth is dry, and, yeah, I do have to go to the bathroom. I wonder how that's been functioning for 100 years.
Oh, your bed is full of piss and shit.
Oh, now that I look, it is indeed. So much piss and shit.
Should we take a quick break and allow SPV to use the chamber pot?
I might need to wash off, and we should probably leave this room. It smells now a foul that I had not noticed before.
I wanted to be polite, but it's bad.
It's nasty.
It smells terrible. I mean, I might ask, what did I eat? But I barely remember.
Like, what is all this shit coming from?
There's
some of
bones.
It seems fresh.
There's bones in here. Was I eating things with bones? Partially digested berries? It looks like a bear has been shitting in this bed. Has anyone seen the bear that has been shitting in my bed?
I have committed myself to finding the bear responsible for shitting in sweet Prince Vantis's bed.
Oh, wizard, I was just kidding. I suspect...
No, I'm going to find it. I'm up! I shall find the bear!
Well, we've got to establish a hierarchy of mysteries. Like, we can't just, like, immediately
go after all of them. So many parallel quests.
And I think it's like a rhetorical phrase. Like, does a bear shit in this bed? Like, it's just sort of a rhetorical phrase, right?
I think now we know the answer to it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Face the wrath of Usador, bear!
Where do you find a bear so fast?
Oh, there are bears all over this castle, if I remember correctly.
Well, we'll take a break. You can get cleaned up, and we'll be right back with more sweet Prince Vantis.
Vantis?
Vantis?
What did I say?
It's
Did you say Vantis?
I think the smell is making my lips curl.
And they say that you've swallowed 7 snakes before you set off upon the ocean. Is that part true?
What?
They say you swallowed 7 snakes before you went off to find Karen McManus.
That is the story you heard of my quest? Of course not. Who would swallow 7 snakes?
Well, I always thought that it was some sort of metaphor about days of the week or something, because it was 7. I thought the 7 was important.
A metaphor for days of the week?
Maybe like giving a blowjob every day of the week?
Oh, I did do that. I did do that.
Oh, maybe that move. Maybe that's
that
what I was about
is then. How I got my ships. My pirate ships that I could leave the Red Desert undetected, because my father would not be happy that I was chasing Karen McManus, because she was but a common woman. He had ideas of his own. He was trying to marry me off to a princess in Velshmir, and I did not like her. Mm-hmm. She was not cool. She was very rude to me when we met, and she was a barf. So,
is she the princess that always wore that pork pie hat?
Oh, yes, pork pie hat. I was like, I don't like this pork pie hat, because I'm not partial to pork nor pie. Had she been wearing a lamb's cake hat, I would have been totally in love. 2 things I love, lamb and cake. Oh. Don't give me pork and pie and make it a hat and ask me to marry you. No, thank you, is what I said to that princess of Velshmir.
It seems like you really dodged a dagger with that one, because we've been to Velshmir.
I did not dodge the dagger. I was, in fact, stabbed.
Oh.
In the mouth.
I was stabbed in the mouth, yes.
Sunday through Saturday.
Yes, stabbed in the mouth with a penis. 7 times. For 7 ships.
For 7 brides.
For 7 brothers!
Oklahoma!
What?
That's just an expression.
Now, Ani, have you ever heard of the tale of sweet Prince Khan Vantis of the Red Desert?
You've heard a song? Perhaps there have been songs?
I did hear the richer Karn about how you used all of those coins to do some home improvements, but that's that's kind of the extent of what I've heard about you.
You see, Your Majesty, Arnold is not from our world.
I'm from another world.
Oh, I understand. I understand. I know of other worlds.
Oh.
I've looked through the glass and seen the other worlds. I've looked through a magician's stone, a witch's cauldron. I've seen the other worlds. I know of your TV shows.
Oh. Do you have any favorites?
I know of your man with a plan.
Oh, no. That's what's made it to another world?
Yes, of course. I've seen it. I know it. Every episode.
Did a different world make it to another world?
No, I don't know of this different world. I know of other worlds.
Arnie, you're telling us about a different world. Can you explain it to us?
Oh boy. You know what? I feel like I would have to talk about its,
Where did it come from? How did it start? Explain that. I can't imagine that's fraught with any difficulty to explain. Let's tease this out. This is the show where that should happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. I don't think Earth people want to talk about that Earth stuff.
Nobody on Earth wants to talk about any Earth stuff. Earth stuff's the worst stuff. That's a t-shirt.
Look, we're going to have to trick a lot more people into thinking we're their friends if we're going to sell all these shirts.
Oh, gotta get that merch.
Oh, Your Majesty, things have changed so much in the last 100 years.
Is Skullmaster dead?
He's still alive.
Is the Dark Lord dead?
No, but I'm actively working on that. And let's see. Oh, but oh, so many.
The Dark Lord has actually taken over most of Foon. Like,
what?
Yeah. I don't know what it was like 100 years
most
ago.
Most of Foon?
Yeah.
Most of Foon and most of food.
What?
It's very hard to get food now. A lot of people are going hungry.
Wait, you're telling me the Dark Lord controls all Foonian food?
A lot of it, yes. There are many people who are struggling and just trying to get by with what they can find.
But when I came here, Foon was a place of abundance. All the grain fields were thriving, and the animals were ready for slaughter. Everybody went to bed with a full stomach. What are you telling me?
If you're a Foony Foodie, you're fucked.
Oh, I am a Foony Foodie all the way. I follow Johann Gold's list of 100 best Foony and food restaurants to try. Real stuff. You know, the fancy places, but the real stuff. Johann Gold, is he still writing his great reviews?
Buddy, Johann Gold died.
Oh, no, R.I.P. Johann Gold?
Yeah, but...
One of the greats. One of the greats.
Pinnacle Chefs did an episode about him.
Oh, Pinnacle Chefs?
Yeah, they did it like an honorific episode to sort of
honor
him. Oh,
isn't that nice? Just one? You could dedicate a whole series to him.
Just the one, I guess.
Him, his lists, he was one of the best.
Yeah.
I miss him dearly.
He passed, and then the fields of grain were eaten by the animals for slaughter. The animals for slaughter were eaten by the locust, and the locust caused such a great hurricane that it blew away the Red Desert.
What? What? What did you just say? It blew away the Red Desert?
Yeah, your home is no more, I think, for now.
The Red Desert is no more?
I want to say for like 99 years or so it's been gone.
Oh. What? But 1 year after I left, the entirety of the Red Desert, the dunes of Dunia?
Yeah.
Just rock and shale there now. They put up a nice memorial red sandbox to commemorate it.
But
with all the sand that they could muster.
It only fills one box.
A little sandbox.
Every grain of that sand was red from the blood of my ancestors. We bled into that sand and it turned red. And you're telling me it's all gone, so I'm now cut off from all of my ancestral heritage?
Yeah, but if it's any consolation, it would have happened a year later anyway, it sounds like.
Or not, had I been there with my true love Karen McManus by my side. We perhaps could have slain whatever wiped out the Red Desert, whatever catastrophes these locusts you speak of. You think I can't fell locusts? What are locusts?
A locust is an abbreviation for a local pest.
Oh.
So it could be any manner of bugs. It could be...
bugs like I don't care for.
Thief or a rogue. Anyone who's just like a local pest.
Oh, rogues. I hate them. Always touching people and taking all their powers and keeping them for themselves.
And in love with southern men.
You know what I hate more than anything in the whole world? men from New Orleans who throw cards. Not interested, man.
Well, for a time, that I don't know if you were asleep, but for a time, that was very popular.
Oh, it was in vogue when I was awake, and I did not care for it. When I was but a boy, this man was introduced, and I thought to myself, why? Why psychically charge cards and throw them at people? This is not a magic trick. This is boring.
Arnold, have we ever told you about Narlins?
No, Sherry.
It's a town in the far south of Foon. It's a beautiful place with wonderful food. And Narlins is...
And beautiful musical heritage as well.
Oh, yes. What a wondrous place it is.
And a lot of ghosts. A lot of ghosts as well.
So many ghosts.
Yes. But I agree. I didn't care for the tales of which we speak of the man with the psychically charged cards. Also, like, what the hell is going on with their feet?
And Prince, I do have to ask, now that we're on this subject, I do have to ask, because it's kind of a split decision. How do you feel about jubilees? Like, if a jubilee was thrown for you, how'd you feel about that?
Oh, let me be very clear. If you were to throw a jubilee for me, if you were to say, Prince Karn Vantis, sweet Prince Vantis, SPV, here is a jubilee, and I looked upon a figure in a yellow coat with spiky hair, I would say to myself this, and only this is a proper jubilee. Now, if that jubilee also be the undead who drinks of blood, I say to thee, Jubilee, no thank ye.
Oh, your majesty, I may have some news that may upset thee.
Uh-oh.
Thou dost surely know of the great blue beast that did roam thine lands.
Of course I do.
But after you disappeared, he transformed into a kind of a cat version of himself.
What?
Yeah, he just used to be a big hairy beast guy, and then he got real cat-like
for no
reason.
He was a very smart man who could turn into this beast.
Right.
You know, something akin to a doctor who comes up with a serum that at night turns him into an animal. But his animal, it denies his intellect. And his intellect is apart from his animal. You're telling me they are fused as one?
Yes. And then he wore, like, pants that just came up to his nipples for no reason?
Pants? Pants on the beast, man? No, thank you. I say to thee, no, thank you.
Okay, speaking of, I mean, we done. Talking about the beast turning into a cat, we done.
Okay.
But I did want to say, Prince, I did find something. This is a room I found earlier, and I didn't want to tell the other boys about it.
I don't think we done. I want more, son. I want more, son.
Oh, everybody wants more, son. Everybody
Listen,
wants more,
we all do. But he's not going to come back to it. He's finished telling those stories.
You're right. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry, Chunt. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Can I speak? I'm the animal man. Okay. So, I found this room. Okay?
That's DC!
Oh, is it? Okay. So, I found this room. All right? And it's sort of... I don't know how to quite explain this, but I think this room, Prince, will help you in defeating...
I smell danger here.
It is a danger room. So, this room... will sort of create for you a fictitious situation that will feel real, and you can see how you might kill your foes. So
great.
There's a certain scenario that you want to try out in this room. Let's just walk down this hall.
Okay.
Take a left at the piss closet. Say hello to this.
Hey guys, I'm back. What did I miss?
Oh, we've just been talking.
We've just been hanging out, really.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We can't catch you up on everything, Arnie. Like, we have to be able to have conversations of our own. Everything, we can't all four share everything all the time. We have to have individual relationships with each other.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
I just thought we were like a power pack, so...
We are not. First of all, we are not children.
Oh. Okay.
Neither are we those alphas that take flight. Because I am also not interested in their stories. We are but four friends who are fantastically hanging out together. But... we are on side quests all the time, and also sometimes teaming up with our enemies.
Yeah, and Arnie, if you leave the group, just because you're an ex doesn't mean you factor into this, okay? Oh. You're wreaking havoc, but we don't have to keep you up in every single conversation. Okay, so here
we
go.
But I'm a force.
You were a force, okay, until you climbed those stairs, and then you've been out of breath ever since.
Yeah, true.
Cable. Okay.
So you're acting like a Jamie Madrox?
Arnie, do you know the story about the furious boulder known as Mad Rock?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When someone says Jamie Madrox, I can figure it out from context clues. So you guys are going to go in this room?
We thought maybe this dangerous room would be a place where we could kill Skullmaster. Or we could wait under the stairs like I had suggested before. I think I want to help your majesty achieve
your help
goal.
Your help would be rewarded.
Ooh.
If you can help me find my beloved, then I will bestow upon you...
Yes?
Each a wish.
Do you remember how you were asleep for 100 years?
I do.
And you remember how all these tales came of, like, what happened to Sweet
Sure,
Prince?
Yes. Epic Mantis. Poems, I assume. Epic poems, songs. Oh. Naughty yes. Limericks, perhaps.
All of those things. Yes, indeed. But the fate of Karen McManus is well known.
It is?
Yeah, she married Don.
Who Don?
What was his last name? Robertson? Don Robertson.
Don Robertson?
Right, yeah.
Don Robertson was my best friend.
Oh. Well, then one of us is lying. That's not what happened. Wink, wink. Guys, we don't want to upset him.
That's what I always heard.
Don Robinson married Karen McManus? That's impossible.
Oh, he's spiraling.
She can't be Karen Robinson. Karen, that doesn't even sound right.
Your Majesty.
Betrayed? Because it was Don. Don himself who came upon me and he said, Karn, you must travel. You must travel to Velshmir. The Velshmirians have captured your beloved. And upon then finding her not there, they sent me here. Are you telling me that Don sent me on this folly? Sent me on this journey? One of his own imagining?
That's the story I heard, but it's been 100 years, so these stories could have been exaggerated or confused, lost to the mists of time.
Don't forget, Prince, men lie.
Oh, men do lie.
Yeah, so
except for Don Robinson, one of the truth-tellers of our clan.
Oh, fuck.
A man sworn only to tell the truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help him goddesses?
So help him goddesses.
Can I ask, Sweetie Prince, like, what did you have to go on that things were going to work out between you and Karen? Like, from
a lock of her hair? I had a lock of her hair, which in the Red Desert is a promise.
Had you even met her?
Had I met her?
Yeah.
We'd exchanged glances.
Can I just take a minute to really process how romantic that is? Sigh, lock of her hair is so beautiful. That's really touching. Sorry.
I have it here in my pocket.
Oh, can I see it?
Of course you can. Behold, Karen McManus' hair.
Wow, it's so flaxen, so golden. It shimmers in the light.
Well, I suppose it's possible now.
Let's eat it.
What?
Let's eat the hair. Let's all do it. Let's all eat a strand of the hair.
Arnie,
right?
Arnie, buddy.
Hey, yeah?
Look at the hair. There's a little bit of scalp attached.
Oh.
I think he yanked this off of her.
I think we should all eat the hair, and then we'll know what she was thinking, right?
That makes sense to me. Give me some of that hair.
Oh, Usidorn is pico. Did I say that anywhere close to right?
What were you trying to say?
I don't know. Wait, are you all eating hair? Mm-hmm. Everyone just dived into this hair eating?
Arnie, please, eat of the hair. Know of Karen McManus' knowledge.
Arnie, I was scared not to, so I started to eat. It's awful.
I have fed the badger some of the hair.
Also, how do you have this much hair?
Oh, she had so much more. Why do you think I'm seeking her?
Why do you think they call it a lock? It's locked in. He can take as much as he wants.
Yes! It's a lock of her hair, and I hold the key.
Now, I believe I am beginning to get some images in my mind from Karen McManus, and I believe that she truly loved thee and settled for Don because you had been lost, and she ne'er knew when you would return.
That Don.
Do you think you'd buy that?
Oh, Don, I knew it. I knew he was betray me. What has become of my Karen, do you know? Do tales tell of Karen's fate? Does she still live?
Well, it was 100 years ago.
Well, you are many hundreds of years old, and I am over 100 years old.
That's because I am a great and powerful wizard, brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and rain and fire and frogs that meant to destroy everything that could be destroyed.
You have to deepen your voice when you say that?
Makes him feel like a big man.
Also, he just fell down the stairs.
I'm down at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, let's go down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8,
Arnie,
9, 10.
Arnie,
here he is.
Arnie, Harding.
Yeah, what is it, Chunt?
I think this guy went sleep crazy.
I mean, clearly. Also, what happened to Brittany? What happened? Like, I think he killed Brittany.
Those steps were excellently managed, my lord.
Ah, thank you, wizard. Steps are no problem for me. I can go up them just as much as I can go down. I'm pretty great at stairs.
Oh, yeah? So am I. Care to...
stair battle?
Yes, I challenge thee to climb these stairs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Arnie, this is our podcast?
Nine.
This
nine,
is our podcast is?
Ten. Ten!
How did this get made? How did our podcast get made, Arnie?
That's a t-shirt.
I think I figured it out, Chunt.
Yeah.
I think he's still asleep. Like, he's moving around.
Oh,
and he's
shit.
Interacting with us. But it makes a little more sense if he is still asleep.
Yeah, to be fair, those coins are still over his eyes. Unless his eyes is coins.
You've bested me, your majesty. I hesitated at nine, and now you raised yourself.
Put up a valiant fight. A valiant fight, wizard.
Thank you, Gramsci's.
Well, prince, you know, if you ever beat a wizard in a battle or any sort of contest, that you get one wish. What do you wish for? To go back to sleep? That's what I'd wish for.
The badger is asking an interesting question. I wish for...
yes?
One more lock of Karen's hair.
Oh,
I'm starving.
If that is your wish, then reach within thine pocket.
What?
Yes, I have done it.
Another lock of Karen McManus's hair?
Pretty good.
It was not as fresh as the old hair.
What have you two been doing at the top of the stairs?
Yeah, what's been going on?
Whispering to each
just
other.
Like a, yeah, like a running commentary. I'm the color man, and Arnie's just kind of saying the facts.
Your friendship is impressive. You seem to have an understanding of each other and the show that's happening, and I appreciate that. You're keeping it on track as best as you can.
Oh, thank you.
When you don't know anything about the X-Men, there's only so much you can do, really.
The what? Has either of you found a piss closet?
Oh, I'm sorry. We never got you someplace to piss.
No, I just have so much to piss out from my insides.
Yeah, the piss closet's right down there to the
okay, left. I'll be right back to join you.
Okay.
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't
talk about me while
I'm gone.
We would never.
Okay, thank you.
I thought he was going to say watch.
Guys, did you notice how he said he needs to piss from his insides? Nobody talks like that. I think he's still asleep.
You think he's still asleep?
I think he's still asleep, too.
Yeah, and I think he ate Karen McManus, and he kept her hair as a trophy.
Oh, that would explain all the bones.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I just didn't say it very fast.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, shit.
Ha-ha! I'm back.
He pissed with the door open. What a freak.
I pissed and nothing but bone dust came out.
He's walking backwards while still pissing into the closet.
I can't stop it. The bone dust is propelling me backwards. I join you now again at the steps, still trying to piss from my insides, but it's bone dust propelling me backwards.
Classic bone dust.
CBD. It cures everything.
Oh, I feel kind of relaxed, actually, when he
put some of this,
ownership.
Quick! Are you achy at all? Put some of this CBD on your aches and pains.
Let me put it here. Much better.
Sir, you'll always do anything so eagerly.
Oh, so willing to yes and.
Well, I'm a wizard. What's going to happen? You going to kill me? I doubt it.
I would never kill a wizard.
Good, you couldn't if you tried.
I would instead.
Try to kill me. No, try to kill me.
Okay.
Ha! 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 I laugh at your blade.
That is true. It is true. The only way to kill a wizard is to drive him mad.
Oh, no. He knows the secret.
What? Wait, hold on.
Don't worry. I'm a step ahead of them. You want to know my secret?
Of course.
You're already crazy.
I'm already mad.
Oh, I'm liking you more, wizard. I'm liking you more.
Well, should we go down into the that dangerous room and kind of
absolutely
practice our thing? Okay?
Unless you think there's a room in here with such a device as to be able to locate Skullmaster, something that if I were to put it on my head could find any Skullmaster or any Dark Lord in the universe.
No.
Okay, then we'll just go to the dangerous room.
Guys, there's totally that. There's
what? Why?
There's a hat that if you put on, you can see all the villains in the whole land.
Wait, but how does it look?
It looks kind of cool.
I bet in the books it looks cool, but in the movies it looks dumb.
That's right. Yeah, Arnie, when it's moving, it kind of catches the light, and you can kind of see the sort of flaws and blemishes of it. So it's right in here.
Okay.
There's a dangerous room. Okay, let me just...
Wait, Badger, you lie. Huh? This room doesn't appear dangerous. It appears a plain room.
Oh, well, you do have to think up a scenario. So you want to kill... Who do you want to kill? Do you want to kill Dawn? Do you want to kill Schoolmaster?
Show me Brittany!
Now I see your attraction.
Brittany.
Hi.
So we meet again, Brittany. You
How
will
are
tell
you?
Me where Karen McManus is or you will taste my blade.
Will you leave Karen alone?
What? Why? Did she tell you that?
Yeah.
Did she tell you to tell me that?
Yeah. She said she doesn't want you calling her anymore. And
she's not returned
her.
None of my messages.
She doesn't want to talk to you, man.
I've sent her a raven.
I know you sent her a raven.
I sent her a phoenix.
I know you sent her a phoenix.
I received nothing back.
Okay, so what does that mean to you?
That means I shall send her one last thing, Brittany.
No.
Your corpse!
Oh my God, that was toxic. Just stabbing Brittany?
Yeah. Oh.
That was not cool.
And this isn't the first time he's killed her. Oops, he did it again.
She was standing there with her arms folded just like a sentinel guarding over the room, and you just killed her out of nowhere. She wasn't attacking
you. No, I killed her. I told her. I felt like she... Well, huh. Now that's interesting. I didn't think of it that way. I was really only thinking of it from my point of view. It was Brittany who was standing between Karen and I.
She wasn't doing it. You're being a jag. And I know you think like, ooh, jag, neato. Like you feel like that's fun,
jag?
But it's not. You're being insane.
Judge Advocate General?
You're playing judge.
I'm being a jag? A naval attorney?
You stabbed her in the stomach.
I'm telling you guys, I think he's asleep.
Here, since it's just a magical room, why don't we just bring Brittany back and try it again?
Okay, room, show me jag. courtroom. Your Honor, if it pleases the court.
It does.
I must argue... that Karen be given to me as my bride, as my betrothed, as her life be forfeit for my happiness.
Not so fast. I'm Mark Harmon, I think, and
nope.
I'm here to stop.
You are not.
All right.
Oh, the room. I think the room's confused. Wow, that was wild.
You are correct. You are correct that it's the Navy, but that is all you are
Whoa,
right
look
about.
Look over there in the corner. There's half a jaguar. I think the room is confused. They think that's a jag as well.
A double jag?
As a naval judge, I cannot allow you to be granted a woman.
Taste my blade!
You're already married to the sea.
This room, it is
he
dangerous.
He threw that from 100 yards away. That was insane.
Perhaps the dangerous room is proving a little tricky for us, as it seems to be bringing up all manner of upsetting scenario for
it's
the
true,
sweet
it's true, it's true.
Let me try one. Room, show me Karen McManus now. Oh.
Huh. It's that old grandma in a decaying wedding gown.
Hello.
That was handing out the hard candy.
The one that was like a flight down.
Are you telling me? That my beloved Karen McManus is but some common granny?
Yes, and she lives here in this castle now where she doth give out hard candies.
She lives here in this castle?
Yes.
Then let us take to the halls and find her.
Wait, guys, I don't think it's a good idea to let him anywhere near this poor woman.
Maybe we can trick him. Room, show us a hallway. Prince, down here.
Okay.
Guys...
Let's go! Hurry! Hurry, fellows! Hurry!
Quickly, down the hallway. One, two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
Arnie,
seven.
Let's slip out the door. Let's slip out the door. And slam.
17, ooh, ooh.
Do you Arnie. Still have those nails and those boards from
yeah.
the previous room?
Okay. Oh, we trapped him in the room. He is in there with Usador.
He
I think
and Usador are trapped in a jag scenario that should keep them busy for a decade.
Room, turn jag off. Okay, now they know that the room is not the hallway, okay? Now they're going to be mad. Usador, can you hear us through the door?
Yeah.
What have you done?
You gotta get out of there, buddy. You gotta get out of there.
Look, if you don't get us out of here, we've decided to eat each other's hair.
What? Why have you gone crazy?
I'm always mad.
Oh, that's right. Well, okay, I guess that's your path you've chosen.
Wow! So we now live in here and you live out there? And all future episodes will represent that? Seems that way, yes. Is this canon? I guess so.
If you have the time.
Look, we've been trying to get rid of Usador for a couple episodes in a row.
Oh, so you're not adding me, you're getting rid of him? Okay.
Room, show Prince Karn and Karen McManus slow dancing.
Oh, my beloved Karen. Slow dancing with my evil twin.
Goddesses, damn it.
You son of a bitch. Prince Barn Vantis.
Karn and Barn?
You steal my woman, take my blade!
That's a t-shirt. Arnie, that's the t-shirt. You steal my woman, taste my blade.
Another wizard? Prepare to taste my blade, Misador. I have your back, wizard. I have thine. Let us now destroy these doppelgangers. One, two, three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine. This is a t-shirt. 10, 11,
room,
12.
Room initiate apocalypse.
Ooh, the badger on the other side is a sinister mister.
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. Because you're still not ready to crack open that one This American Life about why a box of donuts made someone cry or whatever they have going on these days. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Sweet Prince Vantis was played by special guest Jason Mantzoukas. Check out Jason's hilarious bad movie podcast, How Did This Get Made? And also check out his animated series Close Enough on HBO Max. Just Max? Well, we all have to start somewhere. Every Bette Midler has their Greenwich Village bathhouse. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Check out Sage's role-playing parody. Yes, our editors can plug things. They're not robots, everybody. They're flesh and blood human beings with their own accomplishments. Anyway, check out Sage's role-playing parody podcast, 20-Sided Stories, where a team of improvisers tackle familiar worlds like the world of Pokemon or the Marvel Cinematic Universe and try to tell a story, complete with immersive sound design. Ooh, that'd be a nice change. A music score and unsuspecting dice rolls. Since the editing is oftentimes the only good thing about this show, and Sage is often the one thing standing between you and 15 extra minutes of Adol working his way to a pun that would be quite at home on the last page of Reader's Digest, you owe him. Check out 20-Sided Stories wherever you listen to podcasts, or at 20, that's 20sidedstories.com. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. I mean, I've got to make it fun for myself somehow. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. You know, I'm realizing so many fascinating people all around us who go unnoticed. After this, I'm going to give Sage GC a phone call and find out what else he has going on. I'll bet, well, maybe I'll email him. He's not so much in the small talk department. Still, then he might write back with one of his manifestos, and good luck getting that genie back in the bottle. I'll just like one of his Insta photos. Though none of the ones where he's hiding his junk behind fresh vegetables, which is most of them. Maybe some people should remain a mystery.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.